You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients. Thank you so much for being here. It's as if we were never apart. So beautiful to be back here in the space with everyone. Today we have an amazing wisdom intention ceremony and launch call planned for you. So many of you have been through this already. You know that we infuse the wisdom orb with our collective intentions that we have for the series. So thank you. We are all looking forward to this amazing call as we join hands, join hearts, and really work together to infuse that wisdom orb with the most amazing, highest vibration frequencies and vibrations that we can possibly conjure up, and infuse the wisdom series with all the intentions for ourselves, for our loved ones, for others, for the earth, for the multiverse. It's all okay. Everything is just okay. Everything that you think of, everything that you feel, everything that you are wanting, everything that you are desiring to bring forth, it's okay. We can infuse the orb with all of those. So thank you. For those of you who haven't joined us before, a really, really warm welcome to everyone. I know there's a joining of communities here. I'm Ian Shelley. I am the curator, really, of the Wisdom of the Ancients. And it really gives me such great joy to bring the show to you, to bring these incredible speakers to you time and time again, to enrich your lives, to make a difference in your lives, and to make a difference in all lives, in all realms. And during the Wisdom of the Ancients, we call upon the Ancient Ones. We call upon the Ancient Wisdom. So right now, let's call upon the Ancient Ones. Let's call upon your Wise Ones team. Let's call upon the Ascended Masters, Mother Earth and Father Sun, Divine Mother, Divine Father, all the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service. And we've set a theme for this particular series. So every season has a theme, and this is our sixth season. And this, the theme for this season is collapsing the illusion. So what does that mean to you? What does that mean to you? Collapsing the illusion. We're bringing forth the vibration of collapsing the illusion. We're bringing that into the space. So everyone's going to have a slightly different feeling, a slightly different interpretation of what that means. But really, we're looking to break through, to crack through, to collapse the illusion, and to bring forth the truth, bring forth the true reality. The true reality. And so I am totally inspired to be here with you today. And I have a special guest who's going to be joining me for a little while. So our beloved Crystal Hughes is with us on the call today. Hi, Crystal. Welcome.
Hello, everyone. Oh, what a sweet space this is. And I'm so grateful to be included here, our beloved community. I can feel the pulse. I can feel the heartbeat. And wow, six seasons. My goodness. Thank you, Ian. Thank you for holding that space and really supporting all of us.
Of course. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, this is a container that has been birthed by really the community itself. So everyone on the call, everyone who's come and passed through, everyone who has, you know, set an intention for growth and for transformation in their own lives. You know, this is a container, a really a sacred space that has been being called forth for the service. You know, it's really of service to everyone here. You know, we're all of service to each other as we just engage in conversations, and we are looking to find new modalities. We're looking to find new ways that we can raise our vibration and new ways that we can increase our light quotient and really accelerate our own ascension. And that's also what it's, collapsing the illusion is about. It's about shedding those layers that are, you know, of this earth. You know, we always have to have a degree of living in the third dimension because we literally are in a physical body, but there's ways to integrate the 3D and the 50 and beyond, where we start to see things more from a unity perspective. And that's also what creating, collapsing the illusion is all about.
Yeah. Well, when you had mentioned that to me, collapsing the illusion, you know, I'm working with Metatron's Cube, and as you were talking about bringing these dimensions together, Metatron's Cube has played such a large role in my life and in our community. Is the Cube has come to me over the years, and I've started really working with that energy. And within Metatron's Cube, we actually have all of creation, all of the sacred geometric shapes. And six is very powerful because we look at that six-pointed star, which really is that as above, so below, that triangle pointing up and that triangle pointing down. And as we drop and collapse the illusions, we can call forth that six-pointed star that is us, that lives within us, so that we may bring forth the truth and activate that truth within our own being, so that truth becomes our reality, who we are in the ethers, so that we're really starting to actualize that on the planet. So I would love to give that offering today while you're taking everyone through the intention ceremony of the Wisdom Orb to call forth, if that's okay, to call forth Metatron's Cube and to activate that star tetrahedron so that we're all getting an infusion of our own truth and to kind of kick off that collapsing of the illusion so that we can be present to our truth.
Yes, yes, please. Very powerfully. I think there's a deep resonance for what you're speaking about. And so, yes, please. If you would like to hold that space and do that process in the background, kind of in parallel and in tandem with what we're doing, that will only amplify our intentions and amplify the work that is going to be done on this call today. So, yes.
Beautiful. Okay, will do.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Well, everyone, I wanted to also let you know we're going to be just going over a little bit of housekeeping in the beginning, just so that everyone knows how the show runs and how what days they're on and things like that. So just a few things before we get into there's going to be a grounding process. We're going to go through a spinning of the chakras to get the chakras really spinning and aligned, as well as activated. Then we're going to do the intention ceremony, as well as infusing the wisdom orb with the intentions. And I'll talk a little bit about those things in greater detail. But, you know, this particular show, make sure you got some water. If you'd like to light a candle or fetch something that you feel really connected with, like a crystal, please feel free to do that. And we'll go through this. But I wanted to let everyone know now. So how we do this is on this particular show, so today's event, there we don't take live callers, but all the other ones we do. So whether you're new to Wisdom or you're not, we do take live callers, but not today. So how we're going to do it today is if you're on the webinar page, which will be the one that was sent out via email as well as posted to Facebook, you'll see where you normally enter your question. And so you just put your intention in that box. So put your intention in that box along with your name and your city. We don't need your email. In fact, we never need your email. So put your name and your question in there. Sorry, your intention in there. So whatever's coming through, whatever's feeling, whatever you want to share for yourself, for others, for pets, for the earth, for star families, it really doesn't matter. What we're going to do is I'm going to personally read through every single one of those. And we are going to then infuse the orb with all of our intentions so that this whole series that begins today and ends on the 13th of June has all of the intentions literally woven into the energetic fabric of this particular series, so that whatever's coming through is honoring your intention. So we ask the divine, let the information that is coming through from the speakers meet you, match you, and answer you based on the intention that you've voiced. And even if you don't have the opportunity to put that into the question box, if you think it, if you imagine it, it's in the space. It's in the space. And this is the power of the wisdom community, of the community. Any spiritual community like this, but you know, we are, we set these intentions. We do it intentionally. We have these intention ceremonies and these this launch call specifically to weave the your intentions into the fabric of this series. So it's not just a collection of speakers, you know, sharing with you. It's an integrated mechanism to achieve our goals, our desires of transformation, of ascension, of enlightenment, of healing. So make sure, if you would like to, put them in that box. And what I do is I go through and I read every single one of them. So housekeeping, a little bit of housekeeping. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays are the days that we have the shows on. We do have one speaker, John Burgos, is going to be joining us on the 31st. We're very, very happy to have John on the show. And that's a Friday. Apart from that, it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 4 days a week. It's 4 p.m. in 4 p.m. Pacific, which is 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, and I'm pretty sure it's 11 p.m. GMT, right? GMT. Interviews usually run an hour and a half. We've had them run longer. We send you an email 2 hours before. We send you an email in the afternoon afterwards, and the evening afterwards, that has the replay. So if you can't miss it, if you can't make it, you won't miss it. All right. That's how that part works. You can always put your question in the question box in advance, even if you can't make it live. And very often the speakers are going to be on the Facebook group as well, which is Wisdom of the Ancients group. It's literally called the Wisdom of the Ancients group. So that is the housekeeping. That is the housekeeping. So I also wanted to share with you, before we really get rolling and into the swing of things, who we have on the show. So when you joined, you received an email and you received some amazing free gifts that were gifted by our incredible speakers who we have lined up for the season 6 show. So I'm going to speak them into the space, so that, and we'll work with them again in the space in just a little while. But starting tomorrow, we have Sarah Landon, and Sarah Landon is going to be talking about the Path of the Way show, or living, loving, and leading the way in an awakening world. And then on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, we have Mark Romero back with us, and he is talking about Unleash the Prosperous You. And then Marina Jacoby is going to be on Thursday the 16th, and she's going to be talking about holding the positive hertz vibration and how to shift to 5D timeline. Then the week after that, we've got Debbie Adams, and she's going to be talking about the sacred relationship of body and soul and how to bring enlightenment to your body. Then Marilyn Harper is back with us, talking about your innate ability for healing. And then we've just spoken to with Crystal, but of course, Crystal is back with us on Wednesday the 22nd. And she's going to be talking about something brand new that she's never spoken about before here on the show. That's portals and parasites. And then we are delighted to have Nora Walks in Spirit with us. And Nora's going to be talking about grid lines of a new crystalline matrix consciousness. And then also a first-time guest on our show, we have Elizabeth Wood, How to See, Feel, and Know Truth. And then Nora Herald is here with us, also first time, Operate from Joy, a Pleiadian Perspective. And then Dr. Karen Kahn is with us, and she's going to be talking about the Tolpakan healing method, clear and heal yourself with light medicine. And then Jill Mattson is back with us, Cosmic Realms, your personal path to the stars. Of course, I mentioned John, he's that special guest on the 31st of May, and that's John Burgos. And then we have on the 3rd of June, Claudia Wenning, From the Lightness of the Heart to Quantum Level Transformation. And then also first time on the show, Amy Jo Ellis is Resolving Conflicts and Heal Relationships of using the Court of Atonement. And then Camilla Kumara is with us. She is going to be talking about multidimensional use, sound codes, and stargates. And then we have Mary and Gary O'Brien with us, walking in the footsteps of light that we are imprinted on the earth 75 years ago. Sorry, that were imprinted on the earth. Where am I? I'm grounded, I swear. Collector Audrey Light Language, A Window into Your Past, Journey with the Soul Architect. And then Laurie Spanier is back with us, The Current Unification of the Ascension Timelines. And then Danielle Brooks on Wednesday, June 12th, The True Power of Surrender, Your Divine Embodiment. And then we wrap up on Thursday, June 13th with Christopher Macklin, Dissolving the Enigma of Spiritual Healing. Ah, so beautiful. I'm so, so thrilled to have these incredible speakers on the show and share every one of them with you. Some of them are repeat guests and others are brand new, and many you've asked me to bring on the show. So I get emails from you. When we do the surveys, you respond. So many of them actually have been called forth by you. So that is our lineup. I'm thrilled, 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 thrilled. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, everyone, let's do this. Okay. Let's go ahead and get grounded. And what we're going to do is we're going to bring in the support as well of the divine realms. But we're going to start with a guided journey. We're going to really get into the space. We're going to get on the grid, and then we're going to do some chakra work. And then after that, we're going to start infusing the wisdom orb and proceeding with the ceremony. So I just want to make sure that everyone is also, if you wanted to, you're putting in your intentions. Okay, lots and lots of intentions. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I'm going to go through every single one. If they're in there, we don't miss them. We won't miss them. They'll be in there. Again, if you not able to put your intention in the box because you're on the phone or you're somewhere else, that's okay, because we are going to honor that, and we are going to set the intention that whatever intentions are spoken or thought, they are going to become part of the circle and the fabric. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, thank you, everyone. Okay, so let's do this. Let's all get into a space where we are comfortable. Get into a space where our spine is as erect as possible. Closing our eyes. Sitting now with our spine as erect as possible. Sitting in the space that we're in. Calling all our energy back to ourselves from wherever it might be. If you're in the time zone where this is the first thing you're doing in the morning, call your energy back from the astral planes. Call your energy back from wherever it's been traveling. Come in right here, right now. If you're in a time zone where you've had a little bit of day already, or maybe it's evening, calling all your energy back from people, places, circumstances, to-do lists, projects, none of that needs to be part of you, part of your space at this time. Imagine your energy coming to you. Imagine it coming back to you. Watch as it flows back to you. It's helpful to imagine that energy as sparkles of light. Imagine that energy now is packing down in front of your spine, flowing down as if in a tube into your body, down into your tailbone, into your legs, keeping it down below your eyebrows, feeling that there's a sense of heaviness, but it's a grounded heaviness. It's a good heaviness. It's a heaviness that all your energy is flowing back into you and within your awareness. Now making yourself really small and standing in front of your heart. Looking at your heart, and your heart appears to be a temple with these beautiful, beautiful golden doors. And the doors open up and you step inside the threshold and you're literally standing inside of your heart. Making sure that the energy is dropping down from your head down into your heart. Just feeling yourself in this magnificent chamber, this chamber of love, this chamber of light, this chamber of your true self, this chamber of your own divinity. It's as if you can reach out and touch the love that is floating around there. You can feel the love within your heart. And very slowly, slowly, you become aware of the heartbeat of the universe, the divine pulse. If it helps you to think of something, possibly it's the wind and the trees. Possibly it's the waves lapping gently on the shore. Possibly it's your very own heart chakra. Possibly it's your very own back heart chakra as you lay down on the floor and feel the earth underneath your back. Whatever the heartbeat of the earth feels like to you, become gradually, gradually aware as your own heartbeat is synchronizing and aligning with the heartbeat of the divine, the heartbeat of the universe. And you can feel the alignment. And you are so aware of this love that is within your heart. You are so aware of the love that the divine has for you. Feeling now that you have a strong, strong grounding cord that's extending down, down through the base of your spine, down, down to the center of the earth. And as your grounding cord reaches the very center of the earth, you can actually see there's a heartbeat there. You can actually feel the pulsation of Mother Earth's heart. and your grounding cord connects in. And you can feel the transference of love through that cord. Now what we'll do now as well is we'll spin a vortex counterclockwise around our bodies. Be sure to include your aura. So imagine that there's a vortex spinning counterclockwise around your body. It could even be like a little mini tornado if you need to visualize that. Watching it spin around, all the way around your own personal aura. And any high density, any stagnation, any lower level vibrations and frequencies, dense energies, lower level emotions, lower level vibrations are spinning in that vortex, and that vortex is spinning them all down to the center of the earth, where Mother Earth gladly receives them because they're going to be transmuted. They're gladly received. There's no shame. There's no guilt. Just let them go. Let them go. Feel now that there's a beautiful, beautiful golden sun above your head. And in that golden sun is any high-level vibration that you want to call forth. Love, peace, joy, harmony, tranquility, bliss, anything that you want to call forth. Maybe you raise your hands up and receive. Watch now as that beautiful high-level vibration and emotion and energy enters your body and your being and fills up your entire being as if you are being filled up with a beautiful golden liquid. Feel now as that new vibration, that new frequency, that new energy fills up the space that was previously occupied by density. Imagine now from infinity up above, extending through your soul star chakra, down through your crown chakra, down through your chakra column, all the way out through your root chakra, all the way down through your earth star chakra below your feet, extends a beautiful golden cord. We're now connecting to the golden grid of grace, extending from infinity above, down through your body, through your heart, down through your earth star chakra and out to infinity. And then from in front of you, from infinity and beyond, through your convergence point, your heart convergence point, out through your back, out to infinity is another strand, another golden strand connecting to the golden grid. Now either from left to right or right to left, it really doesn't matter. From infinity on one side to infinity on the other, through your heart convergence points. And now you have these three points, vertically, horizontally from front to back, horizontally from left to right or right to left, doesn't matter. You're now connecting to the golden grid of grace. And now we're asking that our intentions that we are going to be weaving into the wisdom orb and offering up are also going to be offered up to the universe. And the universe will take these, the divine will take these, focusing now on your root. On your root chakra. Imagining now that your root chakra is a beautiful blazing sun, a beautiful blazing star. It can be gold, it can be beautiful white light, incandescent light, but it's bright and it's shining and it's spinning. Moving up to your sacral chakra, imagine that it's a beautiful, beautiful golden star, a beautiful light shining and spinning. Imagining now your solar plexus chakra is a beautiful, beautiful golden star, a white light shining and spinning. Imagine now that your heart chakra is a beautiful golden star, a white light shining and spinning. And you can really feel the expansion. As you do this, just feel the expansion in all your chakras. Imagine now that your throat chakra is a beautiful golden star, a beautiful white light shining and spinning. Imagine now that your third eye chakra is a beautiful golden star, a white light shining and spinning, radiating, just radiating. Imagine now that your crown chakra is a beautiful golden star, beautiful white light shining and spinning. Our beings are vibrating right now. So we're in the space. And what we're going to do now is we're going to light the fire. We're going to light the fire for the intention ceremony. So we have wood. The wood is an offering. The wood that we've all collected is an offering, and we're all adding the wood to the fire. So imagine now that you're adding the wood to the fire. And the flames are growing larger, brighter. Every single one is adding wood to the fire. This is the intention fire. We give thanks to the beautiful, beautiful beings who have made themselves available as wood, as fuel, to be part of the ceremony. This is the fire of transformation. This fire is going to purify our intentions as we offer them up to the divine. And right now again, we call on Divine Mother. We call on Divine Father. We call on Mother Earth. We call on Father Son, Gaia, Sophia, Pachamama. We call on all the Ascended Masters. We call on the Archangels. We call on the Ancient Ones, the Guides, Spirits. Call on all the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service. We call on our soul families. We call on our star families. Be with us in the ceremony. Take our intentions. Take our love. Watch the fire. Fire is ready. The fire is large. We feel the warmth of the fire. We are in such deep gratitude. Deep, deep gratitude. And we ask that we are, and we become vessels of love, of light, of power and service ourselves. We ask that we are open to receive. We ask that as we grow, our vibration raises. Our frequency raises, our consciousness is expanded. And by so doing, consciousness across the planet and all realms is expanded too and raised. My intention is that we are all bathed in divine light. My intention is that the divine bestows upon us the highest abilities, the greatest ability to receive that light and truly, truly recognize our own inherent divinity, that we are truly aspects of the divine, that we are part of the creation matrix. And my intention is that we embody all the highest vibrational, harmonious, beautiful aspects of the divine within ourselves. And we ask that every single speaker, every single beautiful, beautiful person who is sharing their messages with us, comes to us with the utmost integrity, authenticity. And we are in such deep gratitude for them sharing their amazing gifts with all of us. And now we place every single speaker into the wisdom orb. Let them be a channel. So right now, as we sit in front of the fire, we're going to share everyone's intention. So if you'd like to do that still, you can go ahead and put your intention in the box to be read during this call. Fiona from London, I would love guidance on how I can overcome fatigue and depression. Tina from Honolulu, for the greater good of this planet. Sue from Thorpe, my intentions are healing for all and for myself to be offered the perfect place to live. Faye, to feel fully alive, present and connected with oneness, consciousness, and to hold the space for others for healing, love, and light. Gary from Lockport, his intention is what generates intense healing and joyfulness into his body to surprise me and medical practitioners as to what the body can accomplish without surgery and medications. Also, what allows me to be the witness of my personal well-being and joyful lifestyle in the now. Annette from Stockholm, intentions are to really connect and communicate with my dearest and nearest in my Christ heart. Intentions to walk my talk, so to say, in my highest best for me and all. To really let go of old patterns and believe in myself, and to open up for my gifts and receive an abundance. To be able to give all that I wish. Take good care of myself in all ways so I can spread more of my love, compassion, and happiness in a healthy, wealthy Christ way. And she'd also like love and light and all angels to assist her with her headache and neck ache so she can sleep. Moraine from Patagonia, to be and manifest my soul's intent at this present time in this physical body as a grounded, aligned, and balanced person with my divine feminine, divine masculine energies activated in wholeness, to be in an awakened, calm state at all times with a constant inner smile in the cells of my body, my mind, and my spirit, and so it is and shall ever be. Jane from Westchester, I set the intention of sovereignty for all beings. Diane from Melbourne, it is my intention that we openly know, feel, and show compassion for ourselves and each other. Susan from Berea, to allow all the magic to flow through all there is with grace and ease and the divine guidance of divine love. Will from Seattle, reverse type 2 diabetes, become debt-free and prosperous. Kate from San Diego, why would someone not want a full-time romantic relationship? Miriam from the Netherlands, I will join you in spirit to create together a field of love, joy, peace, and light. Heather from California, I would like to set the intention for the success of platforms like this one to be of the highest, best, and most loving ways to educate, heal, and ultimately create a wave of positive change on Mother Earth. And so it is. And so it is. Juliana from Mississauga, Canada. My intention is for every person on this planet to receive the highest love possible and give an abundance of love to every person, all living things on earth and in every realm, so that all darkness moves into the light. Olivia from Huntington Beach, California. My intention is for more loving acceptance and peace in my life, for the highest good of all involved, and lots of joy for everyone. Yes, yes, yes. Joy, joy, joy. Janet from Spring City, my intention is to raise my vibration, to get assistance in ascending, and to love myself. Luann, my intention is to clear all negative energy from my subconscious regarding my past lives and also my present life and also for others like myself in attendance. Judith from Fez, love, peace, and light to all. Kathy from Charlotte, my intention is to carry more joy in my life and my life force energy field. Nelly from Black Mountain, I intend to be fully beautiful, expressive, joyful, to be my fully beautiful, expressive, joyful self that others might see there is nothing to fear, only love to share as we walk our own divine path home. Gary again. What can this contribute to water, to air, to inhabitants of earth for greater health and well-being? Susan, for release of sorrow and increase in joy. Krishya from Toronto, my intention for our community is that we grow and glow and flow together in light and love for the greatest good of all. Patricia from Lithuania, my intention is to be all that I am to be. That my spiritual gifts come to fruition and all my earthly struggles come to an end now. And so it is. Suzanne from Canada, my intention is to have more light, more love, and more joy for me and for all my human brothers and sisters. I give thanks for all good we have. Thank you, thank you. Judy from Tarzana, please add vibrations of peace, unconditional love, joy, harmony, prosperous abundance, awakening, ascension, bliss, awareness, sparkles, rainbows, unicorns, galactic brethren, and Metatron's cube. Claudia from Stratford, Oklahoma, my intentions are to release my anger, better health, and sell the house and move to Oregon. We're with you, Claudia, holding space for you. Yolanda from Charlotte, share love and peace. Angela from Bracebridge, my intention is to share my energy healing, art therapy classes, optimal health and living, supportive marriage and relationships, and so it is. Monica from Bel Air, Maryland, my intention, my body now heals itself to its natural state of well-being, to be able to know what is my next step to reach my highest potential and love, peace, and joy. Patricia from Lithuania. I've just been a part of this community for a year. However, I find it interesting that approximately 20 years ago, I was given the name Ancient 41. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you for sharing that, Patricia. Jocelyn from Montreal. Be in service of the highest and purest of the divine orders and expressions, collapsing the illusion. Thank you, Jocelyn. Gary again from Lockport. I intend to collapse the illusions and honor that which is known and unknown here through eternity. Thank you, Gary. Richard from Fresno. It is my intention to live more in my heart. Yes, yes, yes. Significantly more. For this series, it is my intention to listen more to my intuition, to find better ways to be of service for all. It is my intention to awaken more to the truth of the love that I am. Robbie from Marietta, California. I intend that the vast majority of Americans wake up to the importance of healing the damage humans have done to Mother Earth. Thank you, Robbie. Thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing. Nicole from Montreal. I am putting out there my intention to receive the guidance towards my next life purpose as I am stepping down from my role as a mother. My daughter passed away in November. Much love to you, Nicole. Deborah from Rotonda West, financial freedom. Joanne from Merced, California, allowing me to be in the right place at the right time and the money to do what I need to do. Thank you, universe. Kathy from Burlingame, let us all give and receive more love and light to raise our vibration. Pat from the United Kingdom, my home is a joyous place to be. Yes, we wish for that too. Amber Rose, Ocean View, Hawaii, I'm so excited for this next telesummit to start. Thank you, Amber. Marie from Florham Park, to release everything that has been a burden and a hindrance with ease and grace and to step forward with courage. Thank you and blessings. Linda from Scottsdale, help with healing from a chronic physical condition and the courage to make changes. Julie from Aptos, sending joy, blessings, love, harmony, profound healing, expanding well-being, prosperity, resonance, clarity, laughter, flow, celebration, assistance, and great love. Patricia from Knowlesville, New Brunswick, Canada. My intention is to access my soul purpose, my soul mission, so that I can lead the fulfilling, joyful, and abundant life I intended. Amber Rose again from Ocean View, Hawaii. My intention is to fully embrace my soul and soul purpose with love, joy, and abundance of all good things. Carrie from Nutrioso in the Mountains. That I may always remember that I am a vessel of light, part of Source, here to remember and radiate joy and love in every moment here and now. Jacoba from New York, to have my cats, Lana and Duma, transform their relationship of fear into love and playfulness. This one's anonymous. Abundance, health, generosity, crystal clarity, divine magic, and guidance, beauty from inside our infinity of wisdom and bliss. Another anonymous. To do this, the work of my soul requires me this week to come into full soul purpose. Sybil from Ottawa, to heal the sadness in my heart. Michelle from Phoenix, to create a more conscious population to realize we are one, including Mother Earth. Namaste. May, self-love, self-value, access to the field of unity and oneness. Grace, open hearts filled with joy and bliss and unity. Amen, thank you. Beatrice from Pennsylvania, accept my gifts without fear and follow my soul path. Oscar from Ottawa, Canada. My intention is to help heal my family and friends and the world and to become the best person I can be. Christine from War Acres, Oklahoma. I intend that my clarity and intuition for me and for the highest good for the planet and all concerned, love and light. Janice from Ferndale, sending love, light, and healing to my husband, needing hip surgery, and light, love, and peace to our universe and all. Gayleen from Brisbane, Australia, love to all here on earth and out in the universe. May my family be united in love again, please. And can I be fully awakened, please, and have my own home again, freehold, and be prosperous in all loving intentions. So we'll just wait a few minutes for anyone else who wishes to voice their intentions into this collective space. If you just wish to keep your intention to yourself but have them added, that's fine too. Isara from Davis, California. These heartfelt intentions come to pass and more. And as you wait, let's add a collective intention for those who have no voice. For those who have no voice that is heard by man, heard by humankind. Those beautiful trees, all our beautiful, beloved brothers and sisters in the spirit world, the trees, the plants, the rocks, our beautiful pets, our beautiful animals, the animals in the ocean, the animals on the land, the animals that are ingesting our plastic, the animals that are being removed from their homes, the trees that are being cut down for greed. The earth that is being ripped apart, the earth that is being savagely mined. And we ask that Mother Earth, we ask for healing for you, Mother. We ask that the universe hears our prayers. We ask that the ocean feels us, knows that we are with you. We are with you. We are with the earth, we are with the ocean, we're with the trees, with the air. We ask for clean air. We ask for no pesticides. We ask for no chemicals. We ask for relief from electromagnetic frequencies that are bombarding our bodies. We ask for understanding of how to ensure that we heal from these things, that we protect ourselves. We ask for understanding. We ask for compassion towards our beautiful Mother Earth. We ask for compassion for other planets and other realms that we don't know about that are in some way being harmed. Imagine now in front of you, you're holding in your hand a ball of light. With your palms outstretched but joined together, you're holding a ball of light. It takes both hands to hold this ball. Imagine this ball is like a ball of fire, yet there is no pain. This is just a beautiful ball of light. This is the wisdom orb. This has been created. This wisdom orb is a living, breathing entity. It is a living being. This is the wisdom of the ancients. Watch now as that orb grows a little bigger, and you find yourself inside the orb. As you sit, this orb is enveloping you. You can feel now that your entire aura, your entire being, all your bodies are inside this orb. And this orb is love. This orb is light. This orb is compassion. This orb is bliss. This orb is understanding, knowledge, appreciation. Watch now as this orb grows even bigger. Wherever you're sitting, if you're sitting inside, it becomes bigger than your room. it becomes bigger than your house or the building that you're sitting in. If you're sitting outside, it becomes bigger than the ground that you're sitting on. It becomes bigger than the forest or wherever you're sitting in. Watch now as it becomes larger than the entire town that you're sitting in. The wisdom orb is becoming larger than this entire town. Watch now as this orb becomes larger than the entire state, the entire province that you're living in. And it grows beyond your country. And it grows now, this entire planet, this planet Earth. Imagine now that you're watching this planet and you can see the wisdom orb, almost like the atmosphere surrounding this beautiful Mother Earth, this beautiful planet. You can see the continents, you can see the oceans, all are contained within the wisdom orb. And every single intention that was voiced or not voiced, heard or not heard, spoken, not spoken, but felt, is now contained within this orb. Our series, every single speaker, every single word that is yet to be spoken, every single vibration that is yet to be created, but will be created, is contained within this orb. And this orb is governing Wisdom of the Ancient Summit, the show, is governing with love, with compassion, with joy. And we ask now that the orb get even bigger. Watching now as that orb expand, expand, expand. And as the orb expands, we're expanding. It expands beyond our planets and our solar system. It expands out into the multiverse, and you can just feel it, feel it, feel it. You might not see it anymore, but you know that now the wisdom orb is now including all that is, all that was, all that is yet to come. Our intentions are pure, honest, honorable intentions have been heard. They're on the grid. The universe is listening. We ask now that Mother, Divine Mother, Divine Father, look down upon us or look at us from within our hearts, wherever you visualize or feel Mother Earth, Divine Mother, Divine Father to be. Offer Divine Mother and Divine Father your own personal prayer. Ask that it is so, and believe that it is so. And feel the unity of the community. Feel how we're all connected. Whether we feel it or not, we are. Feel the amplification, feel the magnification. Feel the resonance of our vibrations right now. And we give thanks to Mother Earth. We give thanks to Father Son. We give thanks to Divine Mother. We give thanks to Divine Father. We give thanks to all the divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service. We give thanks to each other. We give thanks for each other. whether we recognize this consciously or not. Our brothers and our sisters who are here with us, and our brothers and sisters who are part of the wisdom community, whether or not they're here with us now, people who have come in the past, people who are coming in the future, we're all impacted by each other collectively. And when someone joins the call, and when someone raises their vibration, that helps us. That impacts us. That impacts others. That helps others in all parts of the world and beyond. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you all. Thank you for being part of this community. Thank you for being open to receiving the love, the light. In truth, it's already within you. In truth, it's within all of us. Let our prayer be that we recognize the light that we already are. We recognize the divinity that we already are. So thank you again, everyone, for being here. Tomorrow we start our first show. And so all the speakers are in the space, all the speakers are in the orb. And tomorrow the first speaker will come forth. Sarah Landon will be with us at 4:00 Pacific time. Join us. Be with us. Expand with us. Transform with us. I bow down to every single one of you. Thank you, thank you. I say Om Namah Shivaya. I say Namaste. Bye now.